Unfortunately, due to technical issues, a portion of the recording of the January 18th Community Library Network regular board meeting was not captured. This audio file contains everything that was. We apologize for the inconvenience.
All right, now we will get started with public comment. Speakers must should state name and community and speak for no more than 3 minutes. Persons addressing the board are expected to observe a level of civility and decorum appropriate for a public meeting. No personal attacks or disruptions from audience members will be tolerated. First up, we have Suzanne Kearney.
My name is Suzanne Kearney, and I live in Post Falls. Imagine our county commissioners receive a legal exemption which allows them to place landmines at the local park. To protect, quote, free access and kids' rights, no warning signs or boundaries are installed. Parents should be in charge. They say it's their job to keep kids safe. Stop taking away kids' rights to play in landmines. Never mind that parents have been told that the landmines don't exist, and by the time their child stumbles on one, it's too late. Sound like a ridiculous scenario? According to the National Sexual Violence Resource Center, quote, studies have shown that adolescents commonly stumble upon sexually explicit material while searching for different information. They're normalizing sexual abuse because of pornographic exposure, which heightens their risk of being victims of unwanted sexual violence, eating disorders, low self-esteem, depression, sexually transmitted diseases, and unplanned pregnancies, end quote. To those trying to move the landmines out of the playground and into a controlled space, thank you. To the rest, explain this. Exactly how does requiring parental knowledge and consent restrict parental rights? In what universe is this not putting parents in charge? Only in an Orwellian dystopia where protection is harm and empowerment is oppression. To those who oppose mandatory parental informed consent, be honest. Stop saying let the parents decide and admit that you want minors accessing explicit materials on their own. Then admit that those rallying the book banner First Amendment propaganda crier are on the side of the communists who want to, quote, eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books.
This is the portion of the meeting that was not captured. The audio file will pick up again at the discussion of public comment policy, public etiquette, and signs.
All right, we're 1 minute past, and this meeting will come back to order. Guys. All right. So the first item is the discussion of public comment policy, public etiquette, and signs. I thought the director was going to give us a draft.
Outside the door.
Director, yoo-hoo! I don't recall seeing one in the packet. Did anyone else see one?
No.
Okay. All right, so we're on the discussion of public comment policy. Did you have a, did you draft anything up for that?
So this week got a little busy, but I did review some language, and staff helped me identify some language. My understanding was that the board or a trustee or two was interested in perhaps adding language about signage during the public meeting, and one possible solution would be to just make this statement: members of the public may display signs, however the signs must not interfere with other audience members involved and or observation of the meeting. There's other options, but I will say I like that because it's concise. Some other options that I reviewed are broader. So signs, placards, banners, or other similar items shall not be permitted in the audience during a public meeting if the chair determines that the presence of such items disturbs, disrupts, or otherwise impedes the orderly conduct of the meeting or the ability of members of the public to view presentations. There is, I'm going to call it language, sample decorum and civility is sort of the general heading. There's other options such as, no voice or noise amplification devices, flags, signs, or banners shall be permitted in the meeting or, you know, in the section. No person attending a public meeting shall engage in disorderly or boisterous conduct, including but not limiting to applause, whistling, feet stamping, booing, or making any kind of threatening, profane, abusive, personal, impertinent, or slanderous utterance or comment. And again, there's different options. There's one that talks about members of the audience and speakers shall not wear or display signs, placards, banners, hats, costumes, or other similar items at any time that obstruct the view of the meeting or audience members, or which creates sufficient disruption to impede the orderly conduct of the meeting or to intimidate other attendees of the meeting. So I'll just say I kind of like the simple, straightforward one, which would maybe be members of the public may not or may display signs. However, the signs must not interfere with other audience members' involvement and or observation of the meeting. So I don't know if the board has thoughts.
I'd like to see them in writing. But
okay, I can do that.
Trustee Ploss?
Well, maybe I missed the beginning. Is this a couple sentences in addition or added to an existing policy, or we don't have a policy that does this?
So the library has a policy. You were given a copy of that at our last meeting, and we didn't get to it. And so I'm bringing to this meeting, I need a little bit of direction. It was discussed just broadly that we were interested in language for signs. It's an existing policy that we have. So this would just be an item or a bullet point added to it. And my recommendation, if I can get direction from the board, would be to have me, draft the policy with that language and then send it for legal counsel to review. There is quite a bit of rights. We talked about this a little bit for individuals to express themselves. And so there's kind of a theme in this language that it is to not interfere, basically, or not cause an incident or... I do also have one item that is a possible consideration. I saw some language talking about media etiquette, and so there's a sample language, if the board's interested, something to the effect of members of the media are welcome at public meetings of the Board of Trustees. Media representatives shall cooperate with district staff regarding placement of equipment, photography, and video requirements, or be subject to removal from the meeting. So I know there had been some previous discussion about media, and so I did find that language as well.
Trustee Robinson?
Thank you, Chair. So one of my questions might have already been answered. I do like that first sentence. I don't think that would need to go to council for review. But you're saying it would go into the policy, or you would say that it would be added to what the chair says before the public speaking starts?
The draft that I have prepared just adds that sentence to one of the existing paragraphs in the policy, so the board would adopt the policy. I think this is generally fairly safe in terms of language, but because it is potentially restricting someone's rights...
Is it?
I don't know if you want to ask legal counsel... I
feel like
okay
that's a pretty easy question for council, actually.
Yeah, I wouldn't think, one person's rights end where someone else's start, so.
Well, we should keep in mind that the Open Meetings Act doesn't require public comment, number one. It's an open meeting, so the public is entitled to attend unless it's an executive session. And I would point you to Nevins versus City of Chino, where a California court said banning like tape recorders is arbitrary and capricious. And they said, unless it is disruptive, their presence like of cameras disruptive in the meeting, then it should be allowed. And so you can't just ban cameras. You can ban a cameraman if they're being disruptive.
I'm sorry, we're talking about the signs.
I understand, but I'm just saying this is a case related to disruption. And so I wouldn't say you can ban signs. I would say you could adopt a measure where if the signs disrupt the meeting, then the chair could step in at that point.
Trustee Robinson?
Yeah, and that's why I was asking about that specific sentence. Maybe the director could read it again.
Yes. Members of the public may display signs. However, the signs must not interfere with other audience members' involvement and or observation of the meeting.
Which is only considering how it affects the public. It's not anticipating how the sign might be disruptive to the meeting itself, which the board could also adopt a reasonable measure to regulate that.
Trustee Hanley?
I'm not sure if it's included in the discussion yet, but I want to make sure, too, that media of some sort, that people cannot interfere with the media either. I know that was an issue at the college where someone was blocking the camera, and I think that's inappropriate. I would consider that a disruption of the meeting if that took place here. So I think not only do we have to accommodate media, we have to make sure that media is not interfered with as well. I would consider that a disruption of the proceedings or a meeting.
Trustee Blank?
Our public comment policy is very straightforward and very brief, you know, that it's brief. And because of that, I think it is more easily read by the public. So I would really, you know, and I think the public attempts to cooperate. I know we had a sign issue, but then we haven't. So I really like the first sentence. I don't know about, I think it would be important to add, as long as we're looking at this, to add something briefly concerning media, perhaps, so that we can protect, you know, protect the media's right to be here. But I would really highly encourage us to keep it simple.
Trustee Ploss?
I've got the policy up, I believe, the public comment policy on the screen. Where were you thinking of adding this, just as another bullet point on the bottom or something?
3.17.22? Yes. Kai had it in front of me. So is it the same one? Yeah. Thank you. So I would recommend in that first paragraph, so it reads, the board is committed to conducting its meeting in a civil,
orderly, efficient, and productive manner. Members of the public may display signs. However, the signs must not interfere with other audience members' involvement and or observation of the meeting. But to legal counsel's comment, it could also be changed to members of the public may display signs. However, the signs must not interfere with board business or audience members' involvement or observation of the meeting. So I could, you know, highly be influenced to add board business.
Okay, I would be inclined to keep things simple, but I would like to see them all written and compare them, and so I'm not ready to make a decision yet today. Trustee Ploss?
I would actually like to see it maybe as an additional paragraph right below that. So instead of burying it in the top paragraph, make it as a separate one-sentence paragraph or something. Make it clear. Anyway, I would suggest you give us your edit and, you know, we look at it next time. But
so you want to see all the language that I just talked about, or you guys are good with a short and simple version, or you want to see all of them?
I'd like to see all of them.
How about the policy with your preferred one and then square brackets underneath it, what the options are? Then we can see it all at once.
And if we're taking a consensus type situation, I like the first sentence that you said.
Okay. Okay, anything else? So we have, are we going to wait on this, or are you guys ready now? I'd rather wait, but... Okay. All right, so Trustee Hanley, you're waiting. You want to see it written out and then wait?
Written out, yeah.
Okay, all right, so it sounds like we have a majority conclusion that we'd like to see the options in writing and then discuss it again next.
I will say there are millions of options.
Okay,
and
well,
so,
okay, the options,
like I said,
that you,
I tried to pull out some that I thought made sense. But like I said, if there was anything specifically that trustees wanted to see in it, I wanted to make sure to include that. Like I said, some go into banners and signs and are, you know, hats and costumes, and some are just very simple. And so if you think that was illustrative enough, then I'll just include what I've done so far.
Yes, by all the options, I meant all the options you just stated. Trustee Hanley?
Yeah. Was that going to include interference with media?
So media is maybe a little bit longer of a topic. I would characterize media as having the same rights as any citizen and not having any additional rights as to any citizen.
Right. Trustee Plass?
I made a quick word version here, but maybe you can... I'll just type it in so we can see. What was your first choice?
Members of the public may display signs. However, the signs must not interfere with board business or other audience members' involvement and or observation of the meeting. Is that
okay,
right?
Okay, I got lost there. Members of the public may display.
May display signs, comma. However, the signs must not interfere. With board business or other audience members' involvement and or observation of the meeting.
Like that. Pardon?
Not after most.
After
what? Chair must.
Trustee Robinson?
I do want to say something. Somebody mentioned it. We really haven't had much of a problem, and that's a credit to our public. But it would be nice to still have it in the policy. But it is, it's good to see that it's not an ongoing issue.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so that concludes that portion. We will be moving on to discussion of periodic acquisition reports. Trustee Hanley.
My voice is a little bit off today, but I want to go through a bit and thing here. At the November 16th meeting, 2023, Trustee Plass asked the library director to provide a list of all books, titles, and author purchased in the last month. And a conversation then ensued, and the director asked all books. That means the director asked, stated, it's unclear. What do you mean by all books? And asked for clarity. She expressed her characterization of the request, stating, "This isn't an appropriate level of responsibility for trustees and oversight." And what Trustee Plass is asking for, she believes to be very operational in nature. And policy setting is appropriate. That's mostly limited to policy setting only, I guess. At the next meeting on November 30th, Trustee Plass asked for some type of periodic report to ensure compliance with future material selection policy. At that time, I wasn't able to support it because the request was too vague and may not be necessary. But what was most concerning to me was a statement the library director made at that meeting on the 30th, and I'll quote it. "I'm a transparent person. I want to give the public information. I want to give the board information. But my concern is, and it's an ethical concern, of the reason that this is being added. This is not for you to hold the library or the board to hold the library staff accountable. This is so that we run a report, meaning the library does, and then therefore it can be obtained from public records requests. I'm not comfortable with this as a reason. Well, first off, I don't think it was being requested for that reason. And even if it were, it's up to the trustees to decide. I have no idea how this statement, in my opinion here, end quote, by the way, I have no idea how this statement demonstrates transparency. I would think the library staff would be proud of the way they spend the taxpayers' money. And they would be thrilled to showcase their book purchases. And yes, as Trustee Plass noted, we do have a fiduciary responsibility to ensure the taxpayers' $300,000 to $400,000 for annual collections are expended wisely. Again, the line, our biggest product, I guess, is book purchases. So to me, the easier it is for the public to see what was purchased in the last month is important. So for clarity, I would like to see, again, it's up to the rest of the board, a monthly report of all Overdrive digital ebooks, audio, and physical books purchased. I think that's more clear. I would like the report sorted by data element. There's the data element called audience. And the audience is, according to what I saw in the system, is preschool, primary, juvenile, pre-adolescent, adolescent, and adult. And so my very minimal research indicates that the necessary reports can be generated from COA, both by staff and by the public, when digitally enabled or given that permission in there. So this system we have, COA, looks like it's a very robust system, very capable of producing reports. I think it would be very interesting and informational to have a report run, we'll say once a month, once a quarter, probably monthly because we buy a lot of things, and have it broken out by those data elements, that particular data element, by the different groups, levels, ages, so that the public can see where the money is going. I have a responsibility to know that. So, and I think if the public gets that as well, well, it's good for them. They deserve it as well. They're paying for it. So, in any case, I'm very supportive of the idea of some type of a monthly report of all new purchases and categorized by the different age groups.
Trustee Plass?
I move that we request, or that we require a monthly, or say, let's say bi-monthly, or every other month, a report of new purchases as detailed by Trustee Hanley.
Okay. I don't suppose you have that written out. What?
I have it.
Okay. Trustee Blank?
It was moved to require a bi-monthly report of new purchases as detailed by Trustee Hannon.
Bi-monthly is 2 times a month sometimes.
Every other month. All right. Require a report every other month of new purchases as detailed by Trustee Hannon.
All right, it has been moved that we require a report every other month of new purchases as detailed by Trustee Hanley. Is that correct, Trustee Blank?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have something else to say?
No, just waiting for discussion.
Okay. Do we have a discussion on that, Trustee Robinson?
Could we now have the director talk about the table packet that she was bringing up, I believe, regarding this subject?
That does, would apply to the motion. So our time is probably up. So if you could make it kind of succinct.
So in light of one trustee being able to speak at length, I'd like that similar opportunity.
We didn't have, no one made a motion to limit the the things, but we were only given 5 minutes for this discussion. So
that was at the direction of the board at the last meeting to briefly discuss it. So I would say that I think there is some misunderstanding of what a public records request is, and legal counsel could perhaps chime in about that. But I will state sort of briefly that government agencies are not required to create or generate new reports or new compilation of information for members of the public. We turn over anything that we have already in existence. Did you want to characterize that in any other way? That's accurate. So legal counsel is saying that's accurate. And so the library did receive a public records request recently. The request was similar in nature. The request was denied because this item is not a report that library staff run. It has no business purpose. Library administration have better tools and means to oversee and manage collection and purchases. So what I'm saying is that if the reason that a trustee made this motion is to create a record so that the public can request it, that is unethical. The library has, in full transparency, is what I show on our website. They can search all of our new items. We make it very clear. Part of my concern is that I would need to hear what the trustees' business need, that it's not pretextual in nature that you are requesting this type of item. As I outlined earlier, there are legal considerations, and I don't believe that legal counsel disagrees with what I'm saying. We need to be very careful about creating unnecessary reports, and that it actually increases our risk for liability. The other part of that, as a legal concern, is that overseeing and compliance is the role of the director and not the role of the board. And this is not policy setting. So I would need to hear a policy setting business need from the board in order to feel comfortable. And again, my understanding that the rest of the trustees may not have had is that there was a recent public records request that was denied. And so I believe it is unethical for the board to create a report that is unnecessary for staff in order to circumvent the public records laws of the state of Idaho. And I'd really like counsel to advise the board about this motion.
Might I say that the first request for this from the board was you said recent public request, so this would have been asked for beforehand. Trustee Hanley.
I'm asking for it because I'm a member of the board. Whether somebody gets it from a public records request, that's a completely different issue. I'm not asking for this because I want to create a public record for someone who requested it. I don't even know who it was. I don't know if it was an email or not to everybody. I don't know. But in any case, I'm asking for it for me as a trustee. And whether that becomes a public record later on, that's immaterial to me.
Trustee Blank?
I do not understand why the trustees who want this information are not willing to go and look at it themselves on the website. New acquisitions are on the website, all of them. And they are, I don't understand. I would also like to remind you that we have one of the biggest facilities issues going on in our district, and to require something like this is, but also, and lastly, I do not understand the need. There has been much discussion about limiting people's rights to have access to information. This looks like it might be another tool to do that.
Trustee Ploss?
I'll make it brief. It came from the director's or the library report, which we just got another one, January 18th, Collections Department, and it shows eight books here that are new. And they're taking time to show us Dr. Seuss books and Snowman and things, in which library. I know they're not telling me everything. They're picking and choosing. So if you're taking time to show me, as a trustee, what is being bought and samples of it, I want to see the real thing. I don't have to have a little picture of everyone, but I want to see on the collections development report each month or every other month, I'd like to see what was bought. Because I would like to, if you're trying to interest me in what books are being bought here, I'm entitled to see the whole list as a trustee. And it has nothing to do with public records. I want to see the entire list.
In light of the flooding that has happened, I think that if we do this, we should give staff 2 months to start. And the part in the director's report, it did say that part of the list that you would get would just be a sample. It wouldn't be the whole thing. And
the report that you're talking about with the images that you show, that is from our collection development librarian. She has articulated that as a snapshot. So my question would specifically be, what do you intend to use that information for? And why is it required, if you're just trying to get an illustration, why it's required to be monthly or bi-monthly? And again, where is the line of, even in all of the drafts of the policy, oversight of the collection is in the director's hands. The only employee that the board has responsibility over is the director. Oversight has to be delegated to the director, and she or he delegates to staff. So I would need to know what specifically you plan to do with this information, because I cannot see from your chair what you will be doing with this information. And I've already articulated that it's unnecessary, it's additional workload for staff, and you're creating legal risk and liability for the organization. So I would need to know a non-pretextual reason for how you're going to use this.
Trustee Plass?
Simply, I got an email, I don't know if it was November or October, but I got an email from a constituent from the, I believe it was the Hayden Facebook site, of new books that they were bringing out. I believe it was Halloween themed. And I saw books that didn't look very good to me. And they weren't offered on here. They were occult. They were, I'm not saying they were sexually explicit. I don't know anything about them. But I'm alarmed that we're buying books, and as a trustee on behalf of our constituents, I believe we should know what is being bought, and that is what is all there is to it. I want to know what's being bought.
So I would just say that that chart is labeled as the highest circulating items. And so that is why we are showcasing it for the board. I would also say that the intention must be to censor. If you're concerned about the content of the book, and that is the purpose for your requesting this list, then that is to put undue pressure on myself and the staff to censor based on content, which we've just discussed is inappropriate and illegal.
All right, since we are well beyond the time for this, I'm going to go ahead and call the question, which means that we stop debate and vote on the motion. So all those in favor of stopping debate and voting on the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Nay.
Okay, the ayes have it, and so the question has now been called. The motion was Plass moved that we require a report every other month of new purchases as detailed by Trustee Hanley. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Nay.
I would like to state on the record that I recommended legal counsel review, and that was not done.
And I'd like to give my answer, nay, and mostly because I'm still confused. Can a person get this list on their own on the computer? Can a person literally just go on the computer and get it by themselves? And if not, it's definitely a nay, because then that person can do that.
Okay, the director report indicated that you could get a sample of one of the collections, which isn't really the whole thing. So anyway, the ayes have it, and we require a report every other month of new purchases as detailed by Trustee Hanley. Trustee Hanley?
If the in-house talent is not there to produce this report, and the library director can let us know if we need to hire someone to come in for an hour or two and teach how to produce the report if we can't already do it with the system that's there. Because I'm not trying to put a technical burden on that staff if they don't know how to do it. If they do, that's great. But if they don't, I think we could, I'm sure, spend a few dollars to help show how to use COA a little bit easier. But it looks to me like it looks like a relatively easy report to produce. The data is in the system, and it's simply a report run. It should be 5-minute work, I would assume, once every 2 months.
Okay, and we did have a majority conclusion that we would put that off for 2 months to give them time to deal with other pressing matters. All right, so we are moving on to discussion of future agenda requests. Trustee Blank?
Yes, I would like to talk about this motion and that we've just made because of what was just talked about in terms of the possibility of using this list as, in terms of censorship, and that's what I heard from the trustee in its description. I would like to have on our agenda, have we passed something that makes our library legally vulnerable? I would like to know if this has made our library more legally vulnerable. I'm asking to have that on the agenda.
Okay. Do we have a majority conclusion on that? Okay, then we have a majority conclusion that we will have this to talk about the motion that was just passed, whether it makes us legally vulnerable. Anything else?
On that one, may I ask what for someone to provide for me what Hanley required? Because the motion kind of shoehorned Hanley's description of the report, and I would like specifics on that because Idaho code exempts records of a library which either examined alone or with other records could reveal the identity of a patron.
Okay. Trustee Hanley?
If it answers legal counsel's request, I'm asking for, I don't care who checks a book out or anything else, I'm simply asking for a list of all the books. Actually, I gave you detail on that. Hold on a second. Here it is for clarity. A monthly report of all OverDrive digital ebooks, audio, and physical books that are purchased in a given month, and a report sorted by data element called audience that's already in the system. And then that will be delineated or categorized by preschool, primary, juvenile, pre-adolescent, adolescent, and adult. All those categories are in the system. I'm not interested in knowing whether the book gets used or not, or whether who checked the book out. That's nothing to do with this. Simply, what books were purchased in the OverDrive system, digital ebooks, audio, physical, purchased, and that the report be separated or sorted by the audience.
Can you list the audience types again?
Yes. From what I could see, it's preschool, primary, juvenile, pre-adolescent, and adult. That's the way they're listed in the system currently, to my understanding there, from recollection of looking at this probably 6 weeks ago.
Okay, and if there are no other future agenda requests, Trustee Ploss?
I have two. One is that we have an action item to discuss and settle on a legal counsel advisory process. Basically, public, written, or executive session regarding policy advice.
Okay, do we have consensus on, or majority conclusion on that one?
Could you repeat it?
I don't understand it.
You're right. An action item on discussing and settling on a legal counsel advisory process.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does this mean?
This means...
Well, we would discuss it in the meeting rather than, I think...
Well what it means is last October or so when we gave legal counsel the document and he came back and he was asking us, how do you want it? Do you want an executive meeting? Do you want it written? Do you want this? And somehow or another, we decided we just wanted it discussed in the meeting. I'd like to discuss that or have a discussion and a motion and settle that. It was very vague what we did. I think the advice should be kept attorney-client confidential instead of in a public meeting. That's my position. I'd like to discuss this.
So
how is the advice given?
I just need clarification on what's being asked. Is this advice on anything, or is this advice on policies, employees? Because I think that, I'm not positive about this, but I think that we can't ask for all advice. There are certain things, there's many things you can't do in executive session. So does this action item, is this talking about the legal advice that we would receive on policies, on employment issues, on other things? Is that what you're saying? Is that what it is?
Wouldn't we haggle that out in the meeting?
I'm just curious if he's limiting it to one thing or if it's a blanket. Is this a blanket discuss and settle on legal advisory process for everything?
Trustee Ploss?
Of course it can't be for everything. I am...
Then what's it for?
Well, we can discuss what it is when we decide or we'd have our discussion. I'm particularly concerned about advice on policy, and maybe executive session's not appropriate, but I at least want it in writing instead of having a public discussion or having a legal counsel give it publicly.
Okay.
I'd like to have it given in writing.
I think we're having too much of the discussion now.
I think we should just have
a majority conclusion. Should this be on a future agenda?
So this is going to cover everything. Is what
we can discuss it then.
That's a meeting to discuss it. I'm fine with it as long as the attorney is there at that meeting.
That sounds like a good idea.
To have his voice
like
heard
required.
As much as we want it.
Yeah. All right. So we have two yeses, three. Okay. So we do have a majority conclusion in favor of that being on a future agenda, to settle on legal counsel advisory process. Okay. Your next item.
Now I'm losing track for a second.
I didn't see.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, you said that he had two items, but anyway.
No, I'm not asking for this on the agenda. I know that Trustee Blank wrote a lengthy email on parliamentary procedure. Is there anything in there that needs further discussion at another meeting, or is it resolved? I mean, is it just the semantics, the wording, consensus versus majority? Does that finish out her concerns? Because if she has concerns about our parliamentary procedure, I think we should iron those out. If she's satisfied, that's fine for me.
Trustee Blank?
I can bring them up as points of order if things should happen again. I appreciate the chair's willingness to change from the word consensus, which is not part of parliamentary procedure. I really appreciate that you read my email. And I will just, you know, if we have, I was pointing out areas where we were violating parliamentary procedure, and if that happens again, I will bring them up in a point of order.
All right, so Trustee Ploss, your next item?
The second one is I would like to get a status report on, and maybe an explanation of books that are being moved into the different silos of the minors section and the status of obscene for minor books that have been moved into adult section. I'd like to find out, is that complete? I'd like to find out how many books, what's the what's going on. Please, it's a report from the library director specifically on that.
We don't have any books that are obscene.
Right, we're not going to discuss it and debate it. We're just discussing whether it's going to be on a future agenda. What are your thoughts on that? Support or not support?
For me right now, no.
Okay, Trustee Blank?
No, I think there's too much for staff to do right now.
Books that have been moved?
Yeah, I'd like to know if we've completed that job or not. So I'd like to know how many books were moved, how many are remaining, or is there a review going on still? It should be relatively, I would assume, straightforward.
Okay, and I also am in favor of putting that as an agenda item to discuss it in the future. So hopefully there are no more. All right, then seeing none, we're moving on to set special and regular meeting dates. I'm assuming that we are going to be meeting here in Hayden for anything that says post-falls.
That is still to be determined.
Oh, okay. All right, and then you said that we might need to call a special meeting to authorize expenditures or something, but that would be determined after today. Okay, so no other special meetings? Okay, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Okay, it has been moved to adjourn. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Okay, we are adjourned.
What were we going to talk about?
She did bring it up.
We're adjourned.
Yeah. Right.
Call it.
Meeting's over. You can call me Rochelle.
Yeah. Oh, no. Shouldn't we have set a special meeting since didn't we just agree that a meeting was going to be for...
For future agenda items.
Oh, so you'll just add it to one.
She may need to call something and
make that from your own farm. That looks so made.
Yesterday I was at
Football Today. I don't know. So I want to talk about what's in my...